Hello?
Hello, my name is
What?
Heather. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
From where?
Customer support.
And what is this for?
We're a third-party contact center.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let me get my paperwork. I lost what I was thinking about. Yeah. I would like to know, there's some phone number, not phone numbers, but some stuff that was sent to off my card, taken off my card, some money, and the bank gave me your guys' phone number.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code?
With my what?
Zip code.
95220.
What's your person last name?
Kelly Brown, Kelly.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
P.O. Box 393, Acampo, California, 95220.
Okay. One moment, your computer. My computer is loading.
Because there's a 6732, and I don't know what it is, and a $7.95 that I don't know what it is.
Okay, your account is loading. Give me 1 second. I'll see what you're being charged for. Okay, thank you so much for holding. So I see where on the 14th you entered a sweepstakes for a KitchenAid. It was $7.95.
Okay, all right, I did that one then.
Okay, and then once you signed up for their sweepstakes, it automatically enrolls you into a membership with our Factory Direct Savings Club. So that's what that charge is for. It's a membership fee.
A membership fee for what, though?
Our Factory Direct Savings Club. So every month you'll be charged a monthly fee.
No, I don't want that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We can counsel it.
But we did, me and my daughter both did it. She did one on her phone, and I did mine on my phone for the mixer.
Mm-hmm. So the mixer, that was a sweepstake entry. So if you didn't actually sign up for the actual mixer, it was a poor chance to win it.
So if I don't pay that every month, then I wouldn't even get it? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. Once you make the payment for the sweepstakes, it puts you in the drawing for when they pull the drawing to see if you have a chance to win it. The monthly fee for the Factory Direct Savings Club, that's something different. That's online gadget club store where you make a monthly fee, and then in return they issue you a $125 gift card every month to use on the online store.
Yeah, I never signed up for that one.
Okay, so when you accepted the terms and conditions, you were accepting to be signed up for the online Factory Direct Savings Club.
I don't want that because, yeah. And my daughter, she only had to pay five something. I don't understand why I had to pay the seven.
I'm not sure. I don't know what the difference in the price was.
Because we had to pay $2 for the mixer.
Okay, so I have you canceled, so it won't.
So you'll put that money back in my bank when?
Okay, so we canceled the account, so it won't charge you any further. But as far as a refund, we can only issue a 35% refund as a courtesy because it is a valid charge. Because you accepted the terms and conditions to be enrolled into that membership for the Factory Direct Savings Club.
So how much would I get back then?
Okay, let me see. You'll receive $23.56.
All right. Now, how about the 67.32? I don't have no clue what that is.
I just explained that to you. That's what you're going to receive the partial refund for.
Huh?
I just explained that to you. That's what you're going to receive the partial refund for.
I thought that was on the $7 one.
No, ma'am.
They haven't took the $64 out of my bank. I want to know what it is because it's pending.
Yeah, that's what I explained. The Factory Direct Savings Club, the online store. That's the $67 charge. It's the membership for that. So I canceled it, and I'm going to issue a 35% refund for that amount.
But I want the whole amount back. I mean, I did not sign up for that.
Yes, you did when you accepted the terms and conditions.
Jeanette! So what am I supposed to order, though?
Okay,
I don't understand that. Huh?
Okay, so when you first paid the $7.95 for the KitchenAid, they gave you an entry ticket for the sweepstakes. When you paid for that and accepted the terms and conditions, it enrolled you into our Factory Direct Savings Club. So every month you'll be charged a fee, and in return you receive a $125 gift card to be used at the Consumer Gadget Club store online. You no longer want that anymore, so I'm going to cancel it. But I cannot issue you a full refund for $67 because it's a valid charge. I can only issue a 35% refund, so you'll get back $23.56.
And that's supposed to be the $64, that's $67, and I only get $23 back? That's not right. When I had no clue that it did not say anything about that.
Well, it stated it in the terms and conditions.
Online it did?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what's the $7 for then, in some sense?
That's the sweepstake entry that you paid for, the original purchase you made.
And that is for what?
When you originally made the first payment, $7.95, that was a sweepstake entry.
And it only supposed to have been $2.
I see a charge for $7.95.
I know, but I'm saying when we did that for the mixer, it only said $2 we had to pay. Not $7, because I wouldn't have done it through Walmart. The mixer through Walmart.
Okay, so Yeah, I'm not sure why I charged you $7. I can only see that it charged you $7. Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
So I only get $23.56 back. Is that what you're saying? Out of the 64 and the and the $7.95, it's supposed to have been $2, and I have to get stuck paying all that too?
Yes, ma'am. I can only issue a refund for 35%.
All right. Thank you.
No, thank you for contacting customer support.
Yep.